seen the movies when people take a cigarette and you know
they don't
smoke. They're not smokers because they go.
Hi, I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schaup.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer, and we are theater geeks.
Hi, welcome to Theater Geeks, a podcast about community theater and the performing arts. Today's episode is entitled Up in Smoke. We got a great feedback email from Terry Schoonover in Jefferson City, Missouri, and he was asking us if we would maybe address the topic of smoking on stage in today's anti-smoking atmosphere, and where in some cases it's not legal to smoke in public. What are theaters to do, and how do you handle smoking on stage when it's required by the script or by a character, and or you know should it be taken out, or you know what do you do about it? So we've addressed this a number of ways in our theater. For starters, the one thing I wanted to just address is I think that at least in the New York theaters there is an exemption if it's part of a public performance. They can smoke on stage,
right?
But the audience can't, obviously, and it's you know, so any other public smoking is not allowed.
You used to be able just to go outside the theater. Now you have to go like 10, 20 feet away from theater.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much New Yorkers are very stubborn. I don't know how much it dissuades them.
Well, it's a hard thing to control. You can't to police something like that, certainly.
No.
But the thing is that you know, smoking is kind of an issue, and when we get. Some at our theater, we get some complaints when we had smoking on stage that, you know, people would complain that somehow that they were affected by it out in the audience. And in our particular theater, the ventilation is such that yes, some of the odor kind of goes to the audience.
Yeah. But we don't have good ventilation. I think that's a real key. If you are going to smoke on stage with real cigarettes, you've got to have great ventilation.
That's true.
Well, what bothers me more is that people who smoke on stage who don't really know how to smoke.
Yeah.
And they look so stupid. And I think, why either don't do it or learn how to do it?
That happened to me in the Glass Menagerie when we were doing the Glass Menagerie. And I was supposed to smoke on stage as the gentleman caller. And finally, one night, I went to pat down my pack of cigarettes and all my cigarettes fell out and into one of the air registers. And the director looked at me and said, you know, do you chew gum? Maybe you could just chew gum. And so the gentleman caller became a T-berry gum chewer.
Oh my gosh.
Cause I was not successful. I tried to smoke every night. I couldn't make it successful. And they didn't want it to look wrong. But I knew how to chew gum.
No, that bothers me more than the actual fact of smoking is you don't know how to do it and you're pretending that you do and it looks really stupid.
Well, we have used in the past, we've used the electronic cigarettes more recently.
Yeah, and which also, has been pretty successful.
Yeah, they look pretty good as long as you don't get one that glows blue on the end. You got
to
get one that glows.
Well, you have to do your research.
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah,
some of them have a blue glow.
When we did Company just recently, and there's a whole smoking scene pot smoking.
Right.
But when a couple of characters smoke in Company, so does Joanne. And you have to figure out how to make that successful. And they have actually a couple of really decent normal size e-cigarettes. That's the other problem. Sometimes e-cigarettes are a little oversized. So you just have to do your research, find the ones that are the right size that glow orange on the end. And I think once you establish that, of course, those are just water vapor that are coming out. So they don't really go out into the audience. It's a pretty successful thing. And then you just set it down in the ashtray and let it go. You know, if you've established the fact that they're smoking and they can always pick it back up and smoke. Of course, the issue with that is that they don't disappear like a regular cigarette does.
Yeah, but how many people have their eyes on that cigarette to see if it's going to burn down?
Not many.
No. If they do, then there's something wrong with the scene.
Do you also think that there should be like not a warning, but just a notice in the program the way you do if you have gunshot wounds or shots or fog or strobe lights, you know, and you say they will be used in this production. Should you also put cigarettes will be used in this production.
I think you can. I think if you really, if you're able and allowed to use regular cigarettes in your building, then I think you could do that for sure. So, and because there are people who have allergic reactions to smoke. I mean, we know that. And
when we've had cigarettes on stage and tried to keep the smoking to a minimum, where you had, where it was required of a character
right.
in the script that they have a cigarette. And I remember this specifically was one of the Agatha Christies where young lady was, it was in the 1920s or 30s, and she was proving how sophisticated she was by having a cigarette. And so it was part of the script, but we would have her light the cigarette and she would take a puff, maybe two, but we'd block her so she could walk across stage, put the cigarette into an ashtray full of water on the mantelpiece, and that was it.
Yeah.
So you established that she was smoked and that the plot point was made and you're done.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, very little smoke got out there, but, you know, sometimes you have characters that are supposed to smoke quite a bit.
And, right.
But a lot of community theaters are working out of rented spaces that have very specific, you know, legal contracts and stuff that you're not allowed to break. And one of those would be smoking inside the building. So, I mean, and so I understand, you know, where Larry's coming from, you know.
Yeah, I just don't know today how many scripts there are that actually would require somebody because of their character to smoke, that you couldn't get around that.
Right.
You know?
Well, and it depends on the playwrights, though.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of playwrights, like a lot of modern playwrights, if they're writing for modern young characters or writing, I mean, if it's a bar situation or something like that, people are still smoking.
Yeah. You know?
Well, that's true.
So it's, you know, it's a difficult thing. I mean, we have kind of just dropped it. You know, if it's not really a requirement for a character to smoke, then we just don't have them smoke.
Yeah, well, why would you?
Well, but, you know, sometimes it says, well, they pick up and especially in the older scripts, they'll say they pick up a cigarette and they light it. And it's, you know, maybe what they did back then just because they could. It's not necessarily
right.
a requirement that it happens now in this day and age.
Yeah.
Well,
and so I just, if it's written in the script, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be stuck with that blocking. That blocking that's in a lot of these scripts is blocking from the original stage manager's script that, you know, might be at this point. Yeah, it could be, you know, you're doing, you can't take it with you and you're, yeah, yeah, it's 70 years old that block or more, that blocking.
Wow. That's old.
But we were talking about,
well, I mean, but you know, think about what
I know what you mean. Yeah. Well, back even in the 40s.
Yeah. Everybody
was, it was,
so it's
the war and everybody smoked like crazy.
And it's just what they did. And so it was, and you know, the actors probably were smokers. So, you know, heaven forbid we should keep an actor from doing something if it makes them comfortable on stage.
Give them something to do with their hands too.
Smoking can give somebody something to do with their hands if they're,
it can be a prop.
That's a whole nother. Have we ever done that episode? What do you do with your hands?
I
should think about that one sometime.
Actually, we did a long time ago.
We could
do it again.
Turn into like meat hooks on the stage.
That's true.
All of
that's
a sudden,
true.
And we did
10 feet big, you know, long, and they're that everyone's looking at your hands, so you quickly have to do something. And usually, what you figure out to do is really dumb.
Yeah.
Now we've also found though there's a store, local store that sells, you know, stupid things and magic tricks and theatrical makeup and costuming, but they have fake cigarettes that'll put out a puff of smoke.
It's a powder.
It's like a powder.
It's like a talcum powder kind of stuff.
And again, it's the same situation. And then it has like a foil end on it that catches the light, so it looks like it's lit. Mm-hmm. And it can be very successful. We've used those a number of times. Like when we did Lucky Stiff, I think one of the characters was supposed to smoke all the way through the show.
Right.
Oh yeah. The character of Rita, which by the way, I hear is going to be a movie. They're making Lucky Stiff into
Lucky
a movie.
Hope it's better than Jersey Boys.
I didn't see Jersey Boys yet. But you know, those were very successful because she was able to take one out of a real cigarette box. She had a lighter on stage. She made it look like she was lighting a cigarette. She puffed out a puff of the powder. And then for the rest of the scene, because it glowed on the end, she was able to establish that she was still smoking as a chain smoker, even though there was really no smoke coming out of the cigarette at all. But it was just establishing in that initial puff that was the most important thing.
Yeah. Normally I would. Yeah. I'm surprised she was able to carry it around and it still didn't become obvious.
Yeah, it doesn't. It didn't. I don't think it did, but the scenes aren't long enough.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Unless you try and smoke and you don't know how.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you like inhale, you take a drag off of it and you don't know what to do with it because you don't know how to inhale. And you just, your cheeks puff up like a, I don't know, chipmunk. And then all of a sudden, it's all exhaled.
Right.
And it really looks dumb.
Now, if it's a real important part of the script, to the point where you have to have it or you're changing the script.
Right.
And your theater won't allow the cigarette on stage. If you can figure out a way to change it, you may need to ask permission to have that done.
Yeah, but with all these, you're saying with all these ways to obtain fake cigarettes that look like they're real, but wouldn't interfere with a no smoking.
I think you do it.
Edict.
Yeah, I think you do that.
Yeah,
definitely.
That would be the best way to do the one
script that I know of. There's a Sherlock Holmes script in which a glowing cigarette is used in the dark.
Oh yeah,
for people to that's like a decoy, kind of like a visual decoy in the dark. Well, yeah. So I mean, and so the electronic cigarettes, unless you're puffing on it, they don't light.
Glow.
So
oh,
you
dear.
So you would have to have an actual cigarette, I would think, or it's either a cigarette or a cigar that has to glow. And
I think somebody needs to invent this. I think this is something that somebody should
a
invent.
A cigarette that glows without, a fake cigarette that glows
all the time.
You inhaling or puffing on it.
And maybe even looks partially lit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because like with the e-cigarette.
Oh, well, no.
And emits,
actors
and
are always lit.
And maybe emit some smoke occasionally, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, but I think
David,
they could.
Cigarettes, unless you draw on them, they don't smoke.
I know that.
They don't leave any smoke trails.
That's right.
They don't. They but have ashes and then they glow red, but there's no smoke.
But I think that would be, I mean, I don't know. I'm surprised that somebody hasn't invented that at this point.
Well, somebody has and we just don't know about it.
Maybe I should have done it. Now I've given somebody an idea.
Uh-oh.
You should have.
Yeah.
You know, with your first million.
I know. Well, yeah.
We were talking, what about a pipe? What about pipe smoking?
It's a hard one because pipes
or cigars. Cigars you can mainly chew on. I mean, well, that's true. All guys ever do.
Well, yeah.
It's disgusting.
But yeah, pipe smoking is hard. Sometimes you can put a little bit of powder in the end of a pipe and then you can do an initial blow, kind of blow drag. That will give you a puff of smoke out of it.
Right.
And then after that, but you know, you still never get the smoke coming out of the mouth.
No.
With something like that, unless it's really lit.
No.
Whereas with an e-cigarette, at least you still get that smoke coming out.
I don't
out
know.
Of
are there such things as e-pipes?
I don't think so.
I wonder if there are. But that, it seems like, well, yeah. I mean, smoking, so you can walk around with a pipe in a lot without it being lit too. And I mean, we did that with 39 Steps. Kevin had a pipe. It's part of the character, but it was never lit.
Right.
I think he lit it and you can actually take a lighter and stick it down in and just kind of pull the flame down and it looks like you're lighting something, but nothing's in there. So it doesn't light. So that can work as well. But for the most part, he was just putting it in his mouth when it was it'd come out of his pocket and go in his mouth and it was just a prop.
Right.
But for that show, it kind of worked anyway. You know.
Well, okay. So we've saw pipe smoking and cigarette or non-cigarette smoking.
And cigar smoking,
which you don't find unless you're doing something where someone is a big old political boss or something and you're using that as just...
Like Mayor Daley with a cigar
or something.
Like that. Yeah.
And I know like some people use herbal cigarettes as well, but if you're not allowed to light anything inside the theater, then that could be an issue. But if you're still allowed to light, but if you're afraid of the tobacco, then an herbal cigarette. I know, like you were saying, Dave, that on Mad Men, on the set of Mad Men, they use herbal cigarettes or did at least.
Well, I know people that smoked them by choice.
Yeah.
Not because they didn't want to smoke, you know, regular tobacco, but I forget who it was, but they always had herbal cigarettes. It tastes like perfume.
Well, and we also found that the herbal cigarette sometimes can create just as much of a reaction in the audience. We tried to use them one time for a show, and it created just as much of a negative reaction in the audience as a regular cigarette did. So, but I really think the direction now is the e-cigarette for sure.
Yeah. And if you can do that or, you know, any kind of a fake cigarette.
Yeah. And not use them unless it specifically is a character point.
That's true. I mean, smoking isn't necessarily, it doesn't have to be part of something unless it's just a real essential thing. And there are quite a few alternatives now. So
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I hope we've solved that
problem. I think we've solved that problem. It's a, if you solved it another way, let us know. Send us an email. We have a contact form on the website, which is at theatergeeks.com. You remember that you can listen to us on iTunes, Apple TV. You can listen to us in the Blueberry Network, over your Roku device, TuneIn Radio, and everywhere. Stitcher On Demand Radio, and a whole lot of other places. So please do that. Stop by our store at theatergeeks.com/store, where we've got hats, cups, mugs, and all kinds of stuff like that, including John's favorite.
We're having such a nice day today, I'm not even going to say it.
That's right. We didn't tell you. We're not at our normal studio.
No.
We're sitting here overlooking Birch Lake in Southern Michigan. And that's why you're not hearing sirens from the fire department.
Only cell phones.
That's right. And we're having a lake morning here.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all from us. I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schaub.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer. And we are Theater Geeks.
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.
Theater Geeks is a production of the Dufour Creative Network.